Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we observe a significant day that marks the 35th death anniversary of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated by an LTTE suicide bomber at Sriperumbudur, Tamil Nadu, on 21 May 1991, during an election rally. This day is observed annually as Anti-Terrorism Day to renew the national pledge against terrorism and to take stock of India's evolving counter-terror legal architecture. The day was instituted by the Government of India in 1992 to commemorate Rajiv Gandhi's assassination and underline the human cost of terrorism. India's counter-terror legislative evolution has seen several key milestones, including the Terrorist and Disruptive Activities Prevention Act, 1985, also known as TADA, which lapsed in 1995, and the Prevention of Terrorism Act, 2002, or POTA, which was repealed in 2004. The Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967, or UAPA, has been amended several times, including in 2004, 2008, 2012, and 2019, to absorb counter-terror provisions. The National Investigation Agency Act, 2008, was enacted post-26/11 Mumbai attacks, and the NIA is India's federal counter-terror agency, headquartered in New Delhi. Operation Sindoor, which was India's targeted counter-terror response to the Pahalgam terror attack in April 2025, has reaffirmed terror as a primary national security priority. The UAPA 2019 amendment empowered the central government to designate individuals, not just organizations, as terrorists under the fourth schedule. The NIA Act 2008 confers jurisdiction over scheduled offenses across states, and the NIA can take up a case suo motu with central government direction. The Whately judgment, which was delivered in 2019, held that under UAPA Section 43D, 5, bail can be denied if a prima facie case exists, and courts must accept prosecution material at face value at the bail stage, setting a high threshold for the accused. The Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, or LTTE, was banned in India under UAPA in 1992, and the ban has been extended periodically. The Sriperumbudur Memorial, which is located approximately 40 kilometers from Chennai, preserves the assassination site. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers internal security, and GS Paper 2, which covers polity. The key facts to remember include the date of Rajiv Gandhi's assassination, the lapse of TADA, the repeal of POTA, and the amendments to UAPA. The mains angle for this topic could be, has the UAPA framework struck the right balance between national security imperatives and constitutional safeguards? Discuss in light of recent jurisprudence. Now, let us turn to another significant event that took place on 21 May 2026. The Defence Minister of India, Rajnath Singh, and the Defence Minister of the Republic of Korea, Kwon Oh-yul, jointly inaugurated the Indian War Memorial at Injingak Park, Paju, near the demilitarized zone, marking the 75th anniversary of the Korean War. The memorial honors the 60 parachute field ambulance of the Indian Army, which treated approximately 222,000 patients during the war, and the custodian force of India led by General K.S. Thimaiya, who chaired the Neutral Nations Repatriation Commission, or NNRC, in 1953. The Korean War, which took place from 1950 to 1953, pitted unbacked South Korea against North Korea, which was backed by China and the USSR. India remained neutral but contributed a medical unit under UN command and chaired the post-armistice repatriation body. The 60 parachute field ambulance was an Indian Army medical unit that was deployed to Korea from November 1950 to May 1954 and was commanded by Lt. Col. A.G. Rangaraj, who was awarded the Mahavir Chakra. The Custodian Force of India, or CFI, provided 6,000 troops to oversee POW repatriation post-armistice and was commanded by General K.S. Thimaiya, who chaired the NNRC, which comprised India, Sweden, Switzerland, Poland, and Czechoslovakia. The India-Republic of Korea bilateral relationship was elevated to a special strategic partnership in 2015 during Prime Minister Modi's visit to Seoul, and the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, was signed in 2009. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers history, and GS Paper 2, which covers international relations. The key facts to remember include the years of the Korean War, the armistice, and the formation of the NNRC. The main angle for this topic could be India's diplomatic record during the Korean War and the Cold War reveals a consistent pattern of principled neutrality. Discuss with reference to the NNRC. Now, let us move on to another important development. The National Commodity and Derivatives Exchange, or NCDEX, announced the launch of Rhine Mumbai, India's first SEBI-approved parametric weather derivative, with trading set to commence from 29 May 2026. The underlying for this derivative is the cumulative June to September monsoon rainfall at Mumbai, as recorded by the India Meteorological Department, or IMD. IIT Bombay is the technical knowledge partner for this initiative. Weather derivatives are financial instruments that allow hedging against weather variability, such as rainfall, temperature, and wind speed. They are parametric, meaning that payouts are triggered by objective weather measurements, not actual loss assessment, as in indemnity insurance. India's commodity derivatives market is governed by the Securities Contracts Regulation Act 1956 and the SEBI Act 1992. The Forward Markets Commission, or FMC, was merged with SEBI on 28 September 2015, bringing commodities under unified regulation. The NCDEX was established in 2003 and is a major agri-commodity derivatives exchange, headquartered in Mumbai. Weather risk affects various sectors, including agriculture, which accounts for approximately 45% of India's workforce, as well as insurance, infrastructure, energy, and tourism, making weather derivatives a long-awaited risk management tool. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers economy and disaster management. The key facts to remember include the launch of Rhine Mumbai, the underlying for the derivative, and the regulatory framework governing commodity derivatives in India. The main angle for this topic could be whether derivatives can complement insurance in India's climate risk management toolkit. Examine the institutional and regulatory prerequisites for their successful adoption. Now, let us consider another significant development. The Ministry of External Affairs and the African Union Commission issued a joint statement on 21 May 2026, postponing the 4th India-Africa Forum Summit, or IFS4, which was originally scheduled for May 28 to 31, 2026, in New Delhi, citing the ongoing Bundibugyo Ebola virus outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda, which was declared a public health emergency of international concern, or FIC, by the WHO on 17 May 2026. A new date for the summit will be announced after consultations with all 55 African Union member states. The India-Africa Forum Summit has a history dating back to 2008, with the first summit held in New Delhi, followed by the second summit in Addis Ababa in 2011, and the third summit in New Delhi in 2015, which was the largest, with 41 heads of state and government and credentials from all 54 African Union members. The African Union became a permanent member of the G20 in September 2023, during India's presidency, which was a major Indian diplomatic achievement. India-Africa trade has crossed approximately $100 billion, and India is among Africa's top five trading partners. India's Vaccine Maitri initiative has delivered approximately 67 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to African countries, which is a major soft power vector. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, and GS Paper 3, which covers health and critical minerals. The key facts to remember include the years of the India-Africa Forum summits, the FEEC declaration, and India's trade and diplomatic engagement with Africa. The main angle for this topic could be, Africa is central to India's vision of a multipolar global south. Critically evaluate India's economic and diplomatic engagement with the continent. Now, let us examine another important issue. India has begun groundwork onto new hydropower projects on the Chenab in Jammu and Kashmir, with a combined investment of approximately 2,600 crore, while the Indus Waters Treaty, or IWT, remains in abeyance since 23 April 2025, which was India's response to the Pahalgam terror attack on 22 April 2025. Separately, the Court of Arbitration at The Hague issued a partial award on the Kishanganga-Ratle Pondage dispute on 15 May 2026, but India has reiterated that it does not recognize the court's jurisdiction in the present circumstances. The Indus Waters Treaty was signed in 1960 at Karachi by Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru and President Ayub Khan, brokered by the World Bank. The treaty allocated the eastern rivers, namely the Ravi, Bees, and Sutlej, for unrestricted use by India, while the western rivers, namely the Indus, Jhelum, and Chenab, were allocated for Pakistan, with India permitted limited non-consumptive use, such as hydropower, agriculture, and navigation. The treaty has a three-tier dispute resolution mechanism, comprising the Permanent Indus Commission, the Neutral Expert, and the Court of Arbitration. India has consistently held that the Neutral Expert and the Court of Arbitration cannot work in parallel on the same issue. The abeyance of the IWT was triggered by the Pahalgam terror attack, which killed 26 civilians, and India invoked the material breach principles under the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, or VCLT, 1969. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, and GS Paper 3, which covers internal security and infrastructure. The key facts to remember include the signing of the IWT, the allocation of rivers, and the dispute resolution mechanism. The main angle for this topic could be, India's placing the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance marks a strategic departure. Examine the legal, diplomatic, and humanitarian implications. Now, let us look at another significant development. The Defense Research and Development Organization, or DRDO, completed development trials of the Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Launched Precision Guided Missile, or ULPGM-V3, on May 18-19, 2026, at Kurnool, Andhra Pradesh, in both air-to-ground and air-to-air configurations. The UAV integrator is New Space Research and Technologies, Bangalore, and series production will be led by Bharat Dynamics Limited, or BDL, and Adani Defense. The ULPGM is a family of light, multi-role missiles launched from medium altitude long endurance, or MALE, UAVs, intended to give Indian UAVs an offensive strike capability. Operation Sindoor, which was conducted in May 2025, demonstrated India's reliance on UAV-based ISR and strike, accelerating the doctrinal demand for indigenous loitering munitions and UAV-launched missiles. The Defense Acquisition Procedure, or DAP, 2020 prioritizes the by Indian indigenously designed, developed and manufactured category, and the Innovations for Defense Excellence, or IDEX, initiative was launched in 2018 to promote defense startups. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers defense and science and technology. The key facts to remember include the development of the ULPGM-V3, the UAV integrator, and the production agencies. The main angle for this topic could be UAV-launched precision munitions are reshaping land warfare. Discuss the implications for India's force structure and defense industrial strategy. Now, let us consider another important development. India assumed the chair of the Common Criteria Development Board, or CCDB, the technical arm of the Common Criteria Recognition Arrangement, or CCRA, for a two-year term, from April 2026 to April 2028. The confirmation was made at the first quarter CCRA meeting in Tokyo on April 14 to 16, 2026. India joined the CCRA in 2013 as a certificate authorizing nation, and the nodal body is the Standardization Testing and Quality Certification, or STQC, Directorate under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY. The Common Criteria for Information Technology Security Evaluation, or CC, is an international standard for IT product security certification, codified as ISO IEC 15408, and the evaluation methodology is specified in ISO IEC 18045. The CCRA has a mutual recognition arrangement for IT security certifications across signatory states, and India has 16 certificate authorizing nations. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers cybersecurity and science and technology. The key facts to remember include the chairmanship of the CCDB, the confirmation date, and the nodal body. The main angle for this topic could be, cybersecurity standards are emerging as a domain of geoeconomic competition. Examine India's strategic interests in chairing the CCDB. Now, let us look at another significant development. The Union Minister of State for Ayush, Shri Pratap Rao Jadhav, launched the Ayush Anudan Portal, a paperless, end-to-end digital grant management system, at Kartavya Bhavan, New Delhi, on 21 May 2026. The portal is part of the Ayush Grid, integrated with the NGO Darpan Portal of Niti Aayog and the Ministry of Ayush Integrated Single Window Portal, or MASP. The Ministry of Ayush was carved out as a full-fledged ministry on 9 November 2014 and covers Ayurveda, Yoga and Naturopathy, Yunani, Siddha, Sovarigpa, and Homeopathy. The Ayush Grid is a national digital backbone launched in 2018 to integrate Ayush research, education, hospital management, pharmacovigilance, and grant disbursal. The WHO Global Center for Traditional Medicine, or GCTM, was inaugurated at Jamnagar, Gujarat, in April 2022, which is the first such WHO center globally. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance and health, and GS Paper 3, which covers economy. The key facts to remember include the launch of the Ayush Anudan portal, the integration with other portals, and the Ayush systems. The main angle for this topic could be, evaluate the role of digital tools and integration of traditional medicine in India's universal healthcare strategy. Now, let us consider another important event. The world observed International Tea Day on 21 May 2026, which was instituted by UN General Assembly Resolution 74/241 in December 2019, following an Indian-led proposal. The theme for 2026 is Sustaining Tea, Supporting Communities. India is the world's second largest tea producer, after China, and the largest producer of black tea. However, the production of tea in the first quarter of 2026 fell by over 11% due to rainfall deficits in Assam and West Bengal. The Tea Board of India was constituted under the Tea Act, 1953. And is under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, with its headquarters in Kolkata. India's tea industry is one of the world's oldest organized plantation sectors, with commercial cultivation beginning in Assam in the 1830s under the British. The tea industry has several GI tags, including Darjeeling Tea, which was the first Indian GI, granted in 2004, as well as Assam Orthodox, Nilgiri, and Kongra. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers agriculture and economy, and GS Paper 1, which covers geography. The key facts to remember include the date of International Tea Day, the theme, and the production of tea in India. The mains angle for this topic could be, climate variability threatens India's plantation crops. Suggest adaptive measures for the tea industry with reference to recent production declines. Now, let us examine another significant development. Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD, announced an investment of over $10 billion across Taiwan's semiconductor ecosystem to expand AI infrastructure manufacturing. Partners include ASE Technology, Powertech Technology, Sanmina, and Inventec, covering advanced packaging and server assembly. This move underlines India's structural challenge in scaling up the India Semiconductor Mission, or ISM, which is worth 76,000 crore. The India Semiconductor Mission was approved in December 2021, and the approved Indian projects include the Tata Electronics PSMC Fab at Dholera, Gujarat, and the Tata OSAT at Jagi Road, Assam. India-Taiwan relations are significant, with bilateral trade of approximately $10 billion, and the Indo-US ICET initiative has a pillar on semiconductors and chip design ecosystem. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers economy and science and technology. The key facts to remember include the investment by AMD, the partners, and the India Semiconductor Mission. The mains angle for this topic could be, India's semiconductor strategy must balance fabrication ambitions with the lower-hanging fruit of packaging and design. Discuss. Now, let us consider another important issue. The government of West Bengal extended its mandate on the singing of Vande Mataram to all recognized madrasas, including government madrasas, recognized aided madrasas, Madrasa Shiksha Kendras, or MSKs, Shishu Shiksha Kendras, or SSKs, and recognized unaided madrasas. This notification revives long-standing constitutional debates anchored in the Bijo Emmanuel V State of Kerala judgment in 1986. Vande Mataram was composed by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay in 1875 and was published in his Bengali novel Anandmath in 1882. The song was first sung by Rabindranath Tagore at the 1896 Calcutta session of the Indian National Congress. The song has national song status, which was adopted by the Constituent Assembly on 24 January 1950, a day before the adoption of the Constitution, and has been given equal status with the national anthem but distinct legal protection. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity, and GS Paper 1, which covers history and culture. The key facts to remember include the composer of Vande Mataram, the novel in which it was published, and the constitutional debates surrounding the song. The mains angle for this topic could